Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
After stalling and pummeling the Bahamas, Dorian sets her sight on the next targets.
I am kind of hoping we don't repeat last year.
A Western New Yorker awaits the storm on the east coast of Florida.
And we're just sitting and waiting, and this storm is stubbornly sticking over the Bahamas where it's wreaked havoc.
And in addition to humans in the path of Dorian, concerns for the animals as well.
We give a great deal of credit to the shelters and the professionals in these areas that might be affected by the storm because they really want to be able to dedicate their resources and their time to reuniting animals who are displaced by the storm with their owners.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716. After days of sitting over the Bahamas, Hurricane Dorian is starting to move and Florida is already feeling the storm's effects.
Waves marching up the beaches as Hurricane Dorian sends a 4-foot storm surge to the east coast. North of where I am in Wilmington, North Carolina, Jacob Usher is watching and is worried.
I am kind of hoping we don't repeat last year.
That's when Hurricane Florence inundated Wilmington with flooding rains that left the city an island. Back here in Florida, airports are closed and thousands of flights have been canceled. Power crews from around the country are now stationed at key locations near the coast. Pete Combs, ABC News, Jacksonville.
I never got used to blizzards, did you? Well, so I don't think I ever get used to this. It's a royal pain.
That's the voice of Vic Baker, a longtime Western New Yorker, veteran television producer at WIVB in Buffalo, now at home along the east coast of Florida.
When they start telling you that it's heading your way, you have to start making preparations. You have to stock up on bottled water. You have to try to find a generator if you can. We don't have one. Our neighbor has one, or got one from his father's farm, and so we'll be sharing power on that. Obviously, we don't use a generator during the storm. During the storm, you just hunker down in the house and weather it as best you can. In our case, we do. I mean, some people have to evacuate. We're not exactly right on the coast. We are, well, we're in the coastal area, but we're not right on the beach. Those who are on the barrier islands have to get out or face their fate alone, and that's not a smart thing to do. But in our case, we're hunkered down. We have cranked down hurricane shutters, and we're just sitting and waiting. And this storm is stubbornly sticking over the Bahamas where it's wreaked havoc, and it's been a catastrophe for those folks. But so far, we're just getting scattered rain. We haven't gotten any real serious wind yet.
Yeah, Vic, is there a little bit of maybe hurricane fatigue, too? Because this storm has just been spinning in the same spot, really, for 48 hours.
Yeah, it's stressful. Of course, you can't escape it, because if you're turning on the television, that's pretty much the only subject that's being discussed. And we're watching people being foolish as usual and doing that sort of thing. But I will say this, our state is well run. Our governor, Ron DeSantis, has been right on top of it, as his predecessor was. And they have taken care of fuel issues. They've waived the tolls on all the highways for those who want to leave. The state is in a well-ordered position. All local governments are experienced at this, and they step in and do the job. And the flip side of the fatigue waiting for it is that you have plenty of time to get ready for it.
Plenty of time to prepare. Are you being told to worry more about the water or the winds?
The greatest risk is, believe it or not, not the wind, except for the fact flying debris can cause a tragedy. The wrong kind of tree landing on your roof can cause a problem for you, But the water is for many people can be a risk in low lying areas. We are on relatively high ground where we are. We have a lagoon across the street that feeds into the ocean, but it's low below us, and the street next over is far lower than we are. So they would have a far greater risk than we do. So we have never had a flooding problem here at this house. So I guess it's kind of a crapshoot, really. But in our case, we don't seriously worry about a flood. But if this were going to be a Category 4 or Category 5, if it took a turn a little bit to the west, then we have serious worries about both.
I mean, a few days ago, you probably were more worried than you are now, right?
We were really, really concerned about it a couple of days ago because it looked like it was going to track up and hit landfall and right up the peninsula. And in that case, all the bets are off. You don't know, you know. One day you got a house, the next day you don't, you know.
Oh, I can't imagine being in that sort of situation. And even though it was good news that you got with how Dorian's tracking now, still every reason to prepare. Your neighbors, I'm guessing, feeling the same way. Do you guys go outside and, you know, chat about it, or is everyone hunkered down?
Well, as I say, our next door neighbors over the weekend we got prepared and we hung out with them a little bit, and they're experienced Floridians, and they know what to expect. Each storm with a name, of course, they'll say Matthew did this and Irma did this, and you know, they remember the patterns. And this is going to be a little bit like Matthew was. That was 2 years ago, or no, 3 years ago. Matthew was, and the pattern was it stayed out to sea and tracked up the coastline, but not on the coast. Well, this one looks like it's going to do the same thing, but maybe be a few miles further out. So we'll probably have tropical force winds, but not hurricane force winds.
What? Which would be a good thing, too. How long have you been down there, Vic?
About 6 years now.
And how many hurricanes have you gone through?
At least three that I can remember here in this area, you know, you know, we have hurricane insurance, and we're well covered. But that's the risk we had to face in order to trade off for lower taxes and lower heat bills. And so, we're muddling through pretty well.
At the SPCA serving Erie County, the lights were on extra early Tuesday morning as a truckload of dogs arrived at the shelter, evacuated from another shelter in South Carolina.
These dogs were not displaced by the storm. Of course, the storm hasn't exactly hit yet.
The SPCA's Gina Latuca with Our Mike Baggerman.
What we see animal welfare professionals do in the parts of the country that are storm affected is being proactive rather than being reactive. They've decided that they want to clear these shelters out. They want to make room just in case there are animals that are displaced from the storm. So they will take animals who were previously surrendered to those shelters, transport them to receiving shelters in the country, and this way they have room at their facilities should animals become displaced in the storm.
How much have the dogs that have been placed here affected your guys' resources? Obviously, 19 dogs coming in, that's quite a bit all at once.
We did have the kennel space available, and that is because this community backs us up and they support the SPCA serving Erie County when it comes to adoptions. If we didn't have people adopting from us regularly and swiftly, we wouldn't be able to be a receiving shelter. But because the community supports us, we generally do have some kennel space open. We did have staff working on this transport all weekend. You know, the details and situations like this they come in rather quickly. So we had some people working throughout the Labor Day weekend arranging this transport. The other thing that's interesting to note is that in order to be a transport partner with the SPCA serving Erie County, certain criteria needs to be met. We can't just say we'll accept any animal from any shelter transported in any way. There is a responsible way to transport animals, and there are irresponsible ways to transport animals. We ensure that the criteria is met before we will allow ourselves to be a transport partner. We have certain organizations with which we work, and this facility in Georgetown, South Carolina is one with which we've worked before.
Regarding the total number of dogs that actually came to Western New York today, again, 19 are in the shelter, but a lot more came to Western New York briefly today, right?
Well, from what we're understanding, the numbers on the truck fall somewhere between 65 dogs and 78 dogs, in addition to 5 cats. Now, the SPCA serving Erie County has been requested to take cats, but currently we are overrun with our own community's cats. In fact, that's why we're doing our Name Your Own Price adoption special right now. We have so many cats just from our own community. So at this point, we've had to refuse any kind of feline transport, but we've had the space for some canine transports. And taking a look at some of the dogs that were brought in, I would think that if these animals were surrendered to the SPCA serving Erie County under normal circumstances, I'd be shocked if these animals even spent the night. They would be adopted so quickly. These are animals that came from overrun shelters in the south. So it's kind of a snapshot of animal welfare here in the north compared to the south. It's a very different situation in states like South Carolina.
Well, I guess the big question then is, with the 19 dogs here, can people adopt them right away if they live here in Western New York, or do they end up going back once everything is all done?
Well, concerning the 5 puppies, those puppies have not been fully vaccinated, so they're going into foster homes. The thing with foster families, and this is one of the perks of being a foster family, once your animal is ready to go up for adoption, you have first crack at adopting it. So it depends on what the foster families think of these 5 puppies. If they decide that they want to keep the puppies, then those animals won't be going up for general adoption. As for the other dogs, the 14 adult dogs, most of them are already spayed or neutered. Most of them have received all of their vaccinations. We're giving them today to de-stress, to calm down. We'll be examining them. And you might be seeing some of those dogs available for adoption as early as tomorrow or Thursday.
What are some of the breeds of the dogs that came in?
I saw some lab mixes. I saw a lot of hound mixes, a lot of retrievers. So again, these are dogs that I'd be shocked if they spent the night here under normal circumstances.
And you had mentioned that, you know, it's obviously a very stressful time for them. They're probably wondering, why am I in a car for so many hours?
Yeah.
What is going on? They don't even know what's going on. But, you know, they're here. Obviously, this is a very stressful situation for them, right?
There were so many tails wagging back there. I thought that there were dogs that would be coming off the trailer. Like some of our transports, they're a little petrified. The tail's between the legs. They're not sure what to make of it. It seemed like these dogs were groomed on how to work the camera because they came off the truck just happy. A lot of them are thrilled now because they have their own suites here at the SPCA, which is kind of nice after a transport that started at 3 p.m. yesterday, but the dogs were probably loaded on the truck closer to noon. So it's been a long, stressful, almost 24 hours for these animals.
You know, I know when you mentioned the numbers earlier, about 65 to 70 total animals that were being transported. But, you know, the reality is, you know, this is a major storm. And obviously, it's got to be so disheartening, so depressing even, just to see all this happen, see the devastation that's been going on in the Bahamas, but knowing that animals are affected as well as people, right?
Yeah, they absolutely are. And, you know, we give a great deal of credit to the shelters and the professionals in these areas that might be affected by the storm because they really want to be able to dedicate their resources and their time to reuniting animals who are displaced by the storm with their owners. That's why they are trying to create this kind of space. These animals that we have here at the SPCA serving Erie County were already surrendered to the shelter. So we don't have to worry about reunions with these animals. These animals were surrendered. But we have to give a great deal of credit to the shelters that saw that this is a possibility. The storm might hit as badly as predicted. So they wanted to just use all their resources, all their time. They were proactive and they decided, let's clear the animals out early and keep room in the shelters in case this does hit as hard as they're predicting.
Gina, anything else you want people to know about these dogs?
We don't have any kind of waiting list. So there are people who might fall in love with the animals after seeing the photos on your website. Keep an eye on our website. Keep an eye on yourspca.org. Our adoption pages are in real time, if that's the right term. As soon as an animal is available for adoption, the listing is up on our adoptable animals pages. Very often that listing is accompanied by a photo. So keep an eye at yourspca.org. Check it regularly throughout the course of the day because, again, that's changing every half hour. So keep an eye on it and you'll see when the animal you might be interested in is available for adoption.
We'll continue to follow the devastation that will emerge from the Bahamas and the impact the giant storm will no doubt have on much of the East Coast of the United States.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.